There you go. We good? All right. And God has been a big major part of that, and I know He has been here. Prayer has been a piece for us for 2021. Prayer has been a major piece for us. It's something I want to talk about today because we kind of take prayer for granted, and prayer is actually sometimes to really pray, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of things that we prayed for in this last year that were just only by God we're able to get, and some things were just, God has got His hands on this place still. He's doing a lot of things. One of the things that we've been working on, this men's house all summer, all year, last year, and fall and into the winter, and we're still working on it, but we want to open it up here in January, and thought we had a guy, but we just still need a men's director, so I'm working on that, and pray is the key for that. But while we were working on that, and back in end of October, we're getting ready to kick off our end of the year fundraising campaign and put a big number up there, and in the middle of that, we ended up getting another house that we weren't even looking at. And the house cost more than all of our other houses. It was $65,000, and I just came up with the money in a week. And that's not who we are, but that's who God is, and was able to do that for us for a future. And then we turn around and the house is paid for, and we move some things around, and we have the women and children's house, but we're having to adjust that now, and we're putting the females that are doing good in the women's life house, the ones that are there moving into Fresh Start is going next door, and what they're doing there is if they have children, they're able to have visits, and over weekend visits, and so we're still using it with some children, just in a different way. And so we're looking at this big campaign that we were trying to raise $75,000 in 61 days, and I don't know where we are, but it's probably about $90,000, but only God could do that, because there's just no way that we could do that. We'll find out here Monday or Tuesday about what it is, because you get these late checks that are marked as December 31st, 2021, but all I know is this, is that God has been faithful when I have not been, and God has been faithful when this church has not been. God is faithful. And I want to share some things with you today about praying. Next week, next Sunday, we're going to start our vision. It's our vision day next Sunday, so we're going to talk about the future of what we'll see here in 2022, see what God has for that. We'll do a 3-day fast on Monday from 6 p.m. to Wednesday, 6 p.m. And then we're on that, I think it's Sunday or Monday, I got to look. But we go into 20 days of fast. 20 days of fast. I keep saying that. 20 days of prayer. So, and then we're partnering with another church in town because I thought we were the only ones that did prayer and fasting like we do. But there is another church called Hope Rising down on Aetna. They do the same thing, and we are going to pray, and I'll share more with you. We're going to partner on one piece to pray for over those 20 days. So we are going to talk more about that next week. But today I want to talk to you about prayer, because prayer is a very important thing. It is our communication with God. It's how we communicate with God Himself. But it's not just how we talk to Him. It's also we have to learn how to listen. And I think that's the key part when you continue to grow in your walk with Him. If the first part is, how do we even get in the presence of God, and how do we even talk to the Lord in prayer? But as we grow and grow, we keep working on that, but then there comes a moment where we begin to learn how to listen. And that is the hardest part, is listening from the Holy Spirit. But I know this, there were some times in this last year that some of you probably had your back against the wall, wasn't sure what was going to happen, and you said, you know what you were going to do, you were going to pray. Some of us chose to just to call some people to pray about it, and we didn't pray much about it ourselves, but we expected God to do something, and we just kind of let it slide. Other times, when things got bigger, it was maybe more messier, or some obstacles were in our way, we began to pray about those things, and we got more, a little more serious with it. We began to spend a little time in our own life about praying for it, and we might have shared it with one or two people, and you might talk about it, and you might pray about it. And then there are those who get into a really part in their life, and they say, you know what, this is important to me. I'm going to fast, and I'm going to pray over this. And you might share it with someone, or you might not, but you spent some time with God. And all those are good. All those are good. But I also want to know, to let you know, that sometimes when we pray those, we don't get the immediate answer that we're looking for. The door is not always open that we're wanting it to open. The door that we want to close doesn't always close when we're praying for it. So I want to help you that are working through something right now, whatever it may be, that you're praying for. Because it is not just that we pray for it in a moment. Now I want you to know God is God. There are times when you're going to pray for something and God will answer it right on the spot. There are times when the Lord will allow you to experience a full-blown answered prayer right in front of your face. And it may even be to a point where it is in the physical world, it can be a miracle. God still does those. I hope you believe that. I hope you believe that. But there are a lot of us that are praying for one or two things. And we've been praying for these things for a while. Some of us has been 6 months, some less, some more. Some of us have been praying for something for 5 or 6 years. I look at you right now, and I know some of you have shared prayer requests with me over the years. Some of you, I know, have got a lot of those answered prayers. I hope that you have taken time to thank God for that. Your marriage is still intact. You got a better job than you ever had. You're not as in debt as you used to be. You've seen your children come back home. Just a lot of things that God has done in your life. But there is a struggle sometimes. When we begin to want something, it's on our hearts. Is it wrong to pray for a car? Is it wrong to pray for a house? Is it wrong to pray for a new job? No, it's not. You have a life to live here on this earth. You need to pray and ask God to be a part of all those things. But then there are those things that are really big. Sometimes those are big because if you can't get A to B and you need a car and you don't make much money, you need a car. And I'm telling you, that's a miracle for some. But I want to help us today get through a place when we just keep struggling in our prayer over something. Now, how many here today are praying for something and not have the answer yet? Good, good. So the rest of you need to be thinking about what God has done for you in the past and have you thanked Him for that. In Luke chapter 11, I want to share with you, I want to share a small piece with you here. In Luke chapter 11, it's one of my favorite places of going to when I find myself struggling. It's when we ask, seek, and knock. But I want to read a piece, and then I want to go to one of Jesus' parables. Luke chapter 11, verse 9, he says, "So I say to you, keep asking, and will be given to you. Keep searching, and you shall find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." What we find out here is that we are called to keep doing it. But so many of us will quit when we get tired of praying for something that has not come. When we keep seeking for something and we can't find it. And we keep knocking and the door is not open, but we walk away from it. You see, it isn't that God doesn't want to help us and get us through and to show us these things or give it to us, but there's many lessons to learn in that knocking and seeking and searching part. There's a part that God gets out of that more than that God gets out of it more than what we were asking for. It's that many times when we get to a place where we're praying about something, we find ourselves, the bigger it is, the bigger the problem is, the bigger the obstacle is, the more we pray, the more we draw closer to Him. And sometimes that's right where God wants us to be. We draw to Him. We bring that prayer to Him. And then we begin to wrestle with it because we wrestle with what is happening. And it's not happening for us the way we want it to. We keep praying over it. And we need to keep praying over it. And there'll be many of us that will read this scripture. And you'll read it and you'll know it, but you've not experienced it. The key to the powerful scriptures is experiencing it. It isn't about knowing. It isn't just about knowing that if I give my life to Jesus that I'm saved. It's about knowing it, and now I need to experience it. This is the same thing. If you turn over to Luke chapter 18, it's where I want to be. I want to be with the parable here that Jesus shares with us. Sometimes we just give up way too soon. Sometimes we give up way too soon. Chapter 18, verse 1. He then told them a parable on the need for them to pray always and not to become discouraged. This is all about, what we're getting ready to read, is about praying without ceasing. That means without quitting, and don't become discouraged. He says, there was a judge in a certain town who did not fear God or respect man. And a widow in that town kept coming to him saying, give me justice against my adversary. What do we have here? We have a person who has a lot of power, a judge. Has no respect. Doesn't believe in God, has no respect for man at all. And then we have this widow. She has nothing. Little to zero resources. She has no clout. She has no power in the community. She's not going to be able to sway. She can't afford an attorney. She can't do it. She can't get it. But there's something that she needs to take care of. But so, what does it say? It says, for a while he was unwilling. This widow just kept coming. And for a while he was unwilling. But later he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or respect him, or respect man, yet because this widow keeps pestering me, I will give her justice so she doesn't wear me out by her persistent coming. So he says, so he tells this parable so they can understand it. And these people could understand that. This widow's coming to a judge, and with this same piece, I need justice. And the judge didn't even care. He didn't care. But what he did care about is, woman keeps pestering me all the time. She's bugging me about the same thing. So he says, I'm going to give her justice. What he was doing was really get you out of my way. I'm going to give you what you want to get you out of my way. You see, people today, you know, people do it with money. But she's going to do it by keep going, to being persistent. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay to help them? I tell you that he will swiftly grant them justice. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find that faith on earth? Now, there's a big piece there about, well, but this is a parable for us not, it shows us not to stop praying. I'm not going to stop praying about who is supposed to be this men's director. We're not going to stop praying. I'm not stop praying about that. It's on my prayer list every day. It's on my prayer list every day. Why? Because when I go back to scriptures, I go back here to the part of Luke chapter 11, because if I keep seeking, if I keep asking, if I keep searching, and I keep knocking, I'll receive it. See, so many people quit when they don't see a quick result. We struggle when it comes to praying. We really do. But you need to know who you are in Christ. It's That's why we struggle, because we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know who we are in Christ. And I want to tell you, when you get on your knees and when you start to pray, you're into the battleground area. Your mind is in a battleground. The evil one, the Satan, the dark side, wants to continue to work in your mind to draw you away from the things of God. Because when you start to draw to God, that's when you start praying, is when you're drawing to God. Hebrews 4:16 says this: therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness. This means I know who my God is. And this means I know who I am in Christ. I know I'm coming to the Father. I'm coming to God, my Creator. I'm coming to my Master. I'm coming to God Himself. I'm going to come in boldly. I'm going to come in with boldness. So therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. This scripture is telling us that when we come to a place where we are in need, that we need the hand of God. This tells us that we need to go to the throne of grace. That means we need to pray. That we need to pray for what it is that's upon our hearts. As we grow as a Christian, as we grow, we're going to find that these prayer requests are not going to be now just about me. They're going to be about others. And as we begin to pray about others, you see, some of you have no clue who else has been praying for you. Do you know that we have people that pray for us all over the country right here? We do. We have people that pray for us out of Florida. There's a really great couple that pray for us out of Florida every morning. I think they start at 4:30 or 5 in the morning before most of us get up. The scripture says in James 5:16, always struggle with that big long word. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when you know someone that is walking in the righteousness of God, and their prayer, and you know that they're a strong believer, their prayers are powerful. Now I will go out to say that they're more powerful than a Christian who is walking in weakness. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man is very strong. I want those kind of people praying for me and whatever we need prayer for here. But there is a couple that pray for us every morning out of Florida. I know that. But there's also a few couples that pray for us in other states as well, for what we do here. I also had a grandmother that prayed for me every day. And she's on to be with the Lord now, but she prayed for me every day, every morning, every night. I also had some other family members that would pray for me, but I also know that Brother TB and Peggy Smith pray for us on a regular basis. Let me ask you, who are you praying for? I know you pray for yourself. But who are you praying for? Because we have to pray for others, because we need to pray for others. We need to take the weight of others and put it upon ourselves at times, that we may bear that together, be the family of God, and begin to pray. And when's the last time you fasted for someone else, not just yourself? This is the hard work we're talking about in Sunday school. Fasting is hard work. Prayer can be hard work. So when I keep asking, the scripture says it will be given to you. So I stop there and I say, if the scripture says, if I'm going to ask, if the scripture says, keep asking, it will be given to you, I'm going to hold on to that. And when it says keep searching and you will find, I'm going to keep holding on to that. And the other one who searches finds, and the one who knocks and the door will be opened. And I'm going to hold on to that. You know why things get done here? God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Look at your life. Look where it is now than where it was before because you prayed. But I want to remind you, you aren't the only ones that pray. When people come into this door, we as leaders, I know I do, I pray for people. But I also know that I need to continue to pray more for people. And I need to be specific. I need to be specific. So that when God answers it, I'll know that He answered it. It's not that, Lord, I want to wake up today. Lord, thank you for the day. This morning, I pray that you're going to bless me throughout this day. Okay, that's a gimme. We've done that before, but it's very, very broad. We've done that, and sometimes we do that. But Lord, here it is. Today, I'm waking up today, Lord. I'm going to be looking at someone. We're going to be sharing the ministries with someone today. I'm going to ask that you just open their hearts that they may see what you want them to see today. Okay, so a little more specific. Lord, I want to thank you for the day. But here I am, I'm getting up this morning. I got some things I got to do today. And there's a couple of things I'm not sure what to do or how to do it. Lord, do you want us to go forward with this? Should I talk to this individual about this situation? Give me an open door for it. If you want me to talk to this person, just give me an ease with your spirit. But if not, close it. Yesterday I was going to talk to someone. It was like the Friday. I was on the phone. And I was going to talk to someone about the men's director. But as I was asking, Lord, if this is a person, just bring it up. If not, close it. Got into the middle of it. They said something. And then the Lord just says, shut it down. So we just went on. I went on talking about other things. It was a good catch up. But the Lord says, shut it down. You got to be specific when you're praying so you know when the Lord you know when it happens that the Lord is a part of it. There's nothing wrong with being specific because it lets us know that God is involved in it. But I'm going to keep searching. We got to keep searching. We got to keep knocking. We got to keep asking. There are things in front of us. There are people that I want them to come to know who Christ is. I can be in that bear hug for a long time. Because I know what is everlasting. I'm going to pray for people's salvation. I'm going to pray without giving up. I'm going to pray for their salvation. I'm not going to stop because I know what we just read about this parable. Don't become discouraged about when you don't see it today. You keep praying for it. There is nothing wrong with praying for the same thing over and over. Unless God has already told you no, keep praying. But if God's told you no, you need to accept that and move on. Does that make sense? So we need to be more specific in our prayer, but we need to be more persistent in our prayer life. I don't give up very easily on praying. I pray until the answer comes or until God says no or it's the right thing. So many times I felt like I just know the Lord says it's the right thing, but it's the wrong timing. It is the right thing. That's the big thing about visionaries. God will give it to you, but it's not the right timing. That's the key. A visionary has to know about timing. The vision is not the hardest part. It is the timing part. So we have to work on that here as a church. You need to work on that in your own life. Jesus continues to say this in 11:11. He says, what father among you, if a son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? God is ready to give to you. But you've got to ask. Sometimes it is no. Jesus says, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. Even Jesus said, may this cup pass from me, but it's not my will. If it's not the Father's will, He's not going to do it. When we pray, we need to ask God, Lord, is this your will? Asking, receiving, and knocking should be a part of every Christian's life. If the world could see that prayers are answered because you're a believer. You should be sharing those things. And I'm going to tell you, the light in your own life will shine brighter, and people will see it, and more people will come to Christ because that's the way it works. So I don't know if we come to a place where America's becoming complacent on things. And let me tell you, money doesn't fix everything. Money can be a hindrance to some people. Money can make you come to a place where you're not complacent, that you never make enough, that you always have to have more. Money is a tool. And God blesses in that way sometimes, but it cannot rule in your life. It cannot be the ruler in your life. There are some things that I'm praying for. I have not got the answer to. Now I want to share with you that sometimes, praying can get you to a place where you feel like you're torn apart. James chapter 5. There's so many places about prayer in Scripture. You ever get to a place where you're scared in life about something? Something in your life is not good? The number one place that people will ask me to pray for is when they're in the hospital. And you know what? That's what you do. You pray. Hospital's a great place to pray. A lot of miracles happen in hospitals. Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Do you notice that we see this a lot? Should pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. A lot of times we won't talk to the Lord because we might have sin in our life, and we might be living in sin, and we feel that conviction of the Holy Spirit. You need to deal with that. You need to deal with that. And the only way to deal with that is to get right with the Lord. Is anyone cheerful? He should sing praises. Is there one among you? You should call the elders of the church, and they should pray over him after anointing him with olive oil in the name of the Lord. Let me remind you that when you are at a place in your life, sometimes you need other people to pray for you. You need someone to pray for you. I guarantee you this right now, if one of your lives were crashing down by the end of the day, your life was falling apart, I'm telling you, you may not be praying hard right now, or you may not have prayed hard in the last 6 months, but I guarantee you by the end of the night you would be. And God allows some of these things to happen to bring us back to Him. And He doesn't always answer right there on the spot. Working it out. Because there's always a lot more. When you're praying for something, there's always a lot more involved than just what you're praying for. And a lot of that is that God is drawing you to Him. And see, when these people are sick, they call the elders of the church. We don't do that too much anymore. I just wonder sometimes why we don't. Because it's easier to go to the doctor. I'm not saying that every time you do that, you'll be healed. People don't get always healed like that. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God is who He says He is? Do you believe that He can change things that are unchangeable in the physical world? Do you believe that He can heal on the spot? Do you believe He can cause, still help those who can't walk, walk? Do you believe He can still give sight to the blind? There is nothing off God's limitations. God can do anything. If you don't believe that, I would probably assume that your prayer life is not that strong. It says the prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will restore him to health. If he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. There's another cause to pray for one another so that you may be healed. The urgent prayer, a request of a righteous man, is very powerful in its effect. And Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Yet he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the land. Then he prayed, and the sky gave rain, and the land produced its fruit. Here's where our downfall is. We think because Elijah was a prophet, God won't do that through us. We think because we're not a preacher that God won't answer our prayers in that kind of way. Let me tell you, you are who you are in Christ, and you're everything you are in Christ. If you want to see a different 2022, I would challenge you with this. Start praying. And start praying more specifically. Start seeking whatever it is that you're seeking. And expect to find it. Start asking and you'll receive it. Start searching and keep searching until you find it. Don't give up. Do not give up. It is kind of ironic that it's kind of an odd piece when we had gotten the house over there next door to the Women's Life House, the one, the 414 Byron. The house we paid $65,000 for. When I had talked to them, it was $100,000, then I just asked them for bottom price. And when I asked him, I said, how long do we have? He said, you got 3 weeks to come up with the money if you want it. And I wrote those names down. I just wrote some names down on a piece of paper and started looking at them. And I was figuring out who could, maybe, I don't know, who could do what, whatever. And God began to do it in reverse order. Used the person I thought the least would give like $25,000. And I saw this thing all of a sudden come to play that, oh, you'll never get money from Sin Relief again. You got that 2 years ago. You'll never get it again. That door is shut. I was told that door was shut. But I kept praying about it. And someone had told me, not here, someone, one of my mentors who said, I think you should call again. And the door opened. And there was another $20,000. And we worked all that through, and the ministries had some money. The church had some money. I forget, we had a few other dollars come up. I can't remember right now. But we were looking to do this as a fresh start house. God moved. God had a different plan. So what do we do with this house that is paid for? It's amazing that God can stay on track better than we can. And what I mean by that's amazing is because when you get in doing what God wants you to do, you start setting some things out. And you start setting some things out in the distance like, okay, we're going to do this next, we're going to do that. And sometimes God says, whoosh, wipes it all away. And puts what you don't believe in or what you think is going to be the hardest and brings it from the rear and brings it right up to the front. And in between buying that house and today, looking at that house being a couple of possible things. But all has to do with children. One, praying. We're going to be able to bring in children that are into some really bad situations. So working with DCS, conversations, and talking about what this house would look like as a children's shelter. Also looking at sex trafficking representative called, meeting with her this week for teenagers that get caught up in sex trafficking. They don't want to put them in jail or in those places, but they want them to come into a place where they can heal. They said there's no place like that, but we don't want to put them in Whites or we don't want to put them in Fort Wayne and where they're with, they just learn more and more street smart and begin to do more and more illegal things. You know what that is a result of? Consistent prayer from 2021. But not just from 2021, but also from 2015. In 2012 and 2010 and 2009, 2008, 2007, and 2006 when it all started. We never stopped praying about the vision. Never stopped praying about a men's facility because it's part of the vision. Never stopped praying about any of it. Sometimes you have to pray for 10 years for something. Is it worth praying for 10 years? Because not everything is going to happen in the moment. Because what we were praying for, we were not ready for. We were not ready for all those things. We were not ready for to work with children. We were not ready to work for women. We weren't ready for anything. God gave us this one piece. Learn to cook a meal. And learn to look at people in the eye. And learn to love them like yourself. And treat them like you would anybody else. And Scripture says, where much is given, much is acquired. Where much has been entrusted, much more will be asked for. You become faithful with that, still part of the vision. Then, 5 years later, we open up the Women's Life House. Then we get the Women and Children's, which was not part of the vision. It did some help, but God is keeping us contained in part of the vision. Now, the Men's Life House. And also, this other house. And you know what God will do? He'll call you to do something that's bigger than yourself. He's called this church to do something bigger than itself. We probably have 50 people here today. Something like that. But that's the way God does things. He does it in a way that people see that He is real. That the faith has to be ignited. Our faith has to be ignited to do what we do. There's no way physically possible that we can do what we're doing here. There is no way possible that we can be doing what we do here. So what does it mean? When we pray sometimes, we pray that it will rain, and it rains. Sometimes we pray that that rain will stop, and it stops. Why? Because Scripture tells us, if we ask, it will be given. We keep searching, and we will find. We keep knocking, and the door will be open. Obedience. Commitment. Love. Forgiveness. Prayer. Worship. Learning. And fellowship. All those things are part of the family of God. And if you think you can take those out, you're not going to be good in the part of the family of God, because that's part of the family of God. It is part of the family of God. I don't need to be praying less in this new year. I need to be praying more in this new year. Every day I pray for the people at the meal ministry. The ones I know, the ones I don't. I have to put it in a coverall, but I still do it because I don't know all their names. And I definitely don't know all the volunteers. And I thank God for all of them. We need to be doing that. And I hope you're doing that. And I pray for all of our residents and the homes that we're going to, and the ones that we have and the ones that we're going to have. Pray for them on a regular basis. And those that are part of this church who know Christ and who don't know Christ, I'm going to pray for them on a continuous basis. Why do you think I go through spiritual warfare? Because when you... some of you have gone through spiritual warfare. And think about when you do, it's when you are praying for other people. Or you're praying for yourself to grow stronger in the Lord. Or you're seeking what God has for you, and He has something for you. He's just not revealed it, or He has, and you're getting ready to go through it, and spiritual warfare will happen. That's just part of being a Christian. But it shouldn't stop us from doing what God's called us to do. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. I have some things on my prayer list for 2022. You heard some of them already. Men's director, going to continue to pray for the people. We're going to talk about next week what we're going to pray, but I got some things that I want to pray for personally. I got room to pray. I need to pray more. Because I can't do life without Him. And I come to know this after 55 years. I don't make good decisions without God. I still don't make good decisions without Him. If you do, then you do your thing. But for me, I need Him in everything that I do. And when I exclude Him in something, that's usually what falls apart. So I want to challenge you with this up and coming new year that prayer becomes a part of your life more than it has ever been. Prayer should be number one. Because even without prayer, you won't understand God's word. Prayer, talking to God. And I also understand when we don't want to talk to God, we draw away from God's because there's usually something in our life that's not adding up. And that's what you need to pray about first. The Father, as we come to a place in our service, Lord, where we have an opportunity to pray to You and to converse with You, I pray upon our heart today that we will take prayer and make it important. That we will make it the most important thing. Teach us and give us the ability to open our ears, Lord, that we might be better listeners to the Holy Spirit. And give us strength and courage to follow what You have for us. And in this moment, Lord, in response, I pray, Father, Your will be done. In Christ's name, amen.